My name is Tegan Haar. I am interviewing today Maggie Polsen here for Media Milwaukee on a documentary that she's doing. Maggie, what is your documentary about?
So my documentary is about three young 20-year-olds and how they are starting a music production studio here in Milwaukee. And as I interviewed them and kind of went through the process, it really turned into a story about young people achieving and young people really going for their goals, which you don't tend to hear about the millennial generation. So it was a really fun process. The guys are really goofy and funny that own the studio, and I hope they like it as well.
Do you have a favorite character of the three gentlemen that you interviewed?
I don't know if I could say favorites. I think all three of them would be upset with me if I chose one. But all three are just such great people. They're really down to earth, and they love on each other and hate on each other all at the same time. They're best friends, and it was really a good experience getting to shoot with them.
How did you come up with the idea for the documentary?
So I had seen flyers around campus at UWM advertising for this concert at the Miramar Theater on September 21st, and I was just kind of piqued my interest, went to the show, and turns out they are just three UWM students who started this studio, and they were hosting a concert to kind of get their name out into the Milwaukee music scene, and it was a sold-out concert. Like, I was so impressed, and they were so interesting in their character. Like, I was drawn to them, and it ended up working out really well as a doc.
Excellent. Would you be able to talk a little bit about the process of filming?
Yeah, so I ended up going over to their studio/apartment, because their studio is in their apartment, about three different times, interviewing each one a different time and kind of just getting some different footage of them in their natural habitat. It was a beast shooting it in a way, because it was late at night when they're free, when there's clients, there's people all over, because it's a studio, so there's always people there. So it was kind of a bit of a challenge to work around that, but it was really just, we ended up getting some really great raw footage.
Do you have any things that you found very fun or interesting or funny moments within the filming process, or about any of the characters in general that you like to share?
Yes, so I was filming with one of them, and he had no idea I was shooting, Jordan Kellogg, and he was just, like, turning on lights, goofing around, like, had no idea I was shooting, but it ended up being some great footage because it was just him being natural, and it was a really great moment getting to shoot that, and it's one of the first scenes I have of him in the documentary.
What is the editing process so far, and how much footage did you actually capture?
So altogether, I captured right around 4 hours of footage between the concert, between the interviews. It's been a lot to go through for around a 10-minute documentary. So it's been a lot of mining and a lot of just cutting things straight out. But altogether, I've kind of found the highlights, and editing's been a beast, but I'm getting there.
Excellent. Well, Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you.